Tim Michaels easily won the Republican Senate primary last month and quickly attacked his Democratic opponent with television commercials. But Russ Feingold has a healthy lead over Michaels in some early polls in the Senate race, and the incumbent fiercely fought off challenges last night. In an exchange over Feingold's solitary vote against the Patriot Act, Michaels said Feingold has overstated the law's threat to civil liberties.
His cohort in the U.S. Senate, Senator Dianne Feinstein from California, she asked the ACLU to give her all the examples of civil liberty violations via the Patriot Act, and they came up with zero, not a single one.
Senator Feingold shot back.
Your news is a little old. A federal court just ruled yesterday that a key provision of the USA Patriot Act relating to internet companies is unconstitutional because of the lack of judicial review and protection. Unconstitutional.
Feingold says Michaels has not read all of the Patriot Act. After the debate, Michaels said that doesn't matter.
You know, I haven't read the owner's manual for my truck either, but I know how to work it, and I know that it works great. And you know, I've been reading the Patriot Act, and you know, I haven't seen anything in there that's so shocking.
Feingold also went after Michaels on the issue of free trade agreements. Feingold says Michaels would have backed NAFTA, China, and GATT treaties, even though Michaels admits they're flawed.
How can you have it both ways on this thing? He knows the China deal was a bad deal. And by the way, Tim, it wasn't just 10 years ago. I voted against all this stuff regularly. And now we got a couple of deals before us where I've taken a stand. And I can't get you to take a stand. Well, are you for or against the Australia deal, milk deal? That's going to hurt our dairy farmers. Senator Cole and I voted no.
Michaels was asked to clarify his views about trade deals.
Mr. Michaels, let's just make sure that people watching are clear. Are you for those agreements as he says you are?
I would have voted for them when they were voted on 8 or 10 years ago. I want to fix them now because we don't have a time machine. We can't go back and say we didn't know that it was not going to be a fair trade agreement. But we talked about the Australian Free Trade Agreement. I'm against that because it's very, very one-sided, and it's bad for our farmers here in America.
The two men also disagreed on deficit reduction, campaign finance reform, and several other topics. Michael says he and Feingold come from different backgrounds.
His perspective comes from 22 years under the dome of the Capitol in Madison and the dome of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. My perspective comes from 12 years in the U.S. Army, from foxholes in Korea and wading through the jungles of Panama, and being a business owner.
Feingold says his government experience is a plus.
I apply a strict Wisconsin test to legislation. I think I know how to do it. I work well with both parties. I've gotten the job done, and I want to continue to work for the people of Wisconsin.
Feingold and Michaels debate again next Saturday in Wausau. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.